What? Well, did you point? I was waiting for the finger.
He did. Welcome in to episode 19. Our adventurers have just made it to this mythical island, a second mythical island, where they believe they can cast a ritual. What do you guys do?
Well, we're on the island now, so I'm waiting on Mel to lead us to where we need to be.
Sorry, I just got this message.
He's reading his messages.
Okay.
Me, Adam, the GM.
Yes, not
Mel,
just like random
message.
Not just random message.
I want to take in.
He's gotten a raven from Isengard.
Bash wants to take in the island. Like, what sort of island is this? Is it another forested island? So I'm just kind of looking around, this time. Seeing what sort of wildlife.
He said there's lava,
wind swept, no trees, and unnatural fire.
Okay.
Yep. You can see some really hardy scrub, like brush growing. Very little. Basically moss. Very rocky. The center seems to be glowing, has a little bit of blue glow. There seems to be some spurts up of lava giving it some light. And again, this is middle of the day. You feel like you should be seeing light, but can't see any, completely overcast. Additionally, you can see some thorny brambles along the sides where the ocean meets that island there. Any of the rocky outcroppings. Yeah, and it's a small island, maybe a few hundred feet across, so you feel like you can almost see the other side when you step onto it.
Did the Azurketti come up with us?
They're still on the boat.
Okay.
Yeah, I think based on their reluctance to engage in combat, they would stay on the boat.
Is the screaming from the compass staying the same as it always has been? Or has anything changed there?
No, it's the same.
Okay.
Did we actually try to talk into it, or of talking into it?
We didn't do that yet. I said we could do it later.
Well, okay. No telling at the present.
Mel, you're in charge of this operation. What do you want to do next, my friend?
Well, we need to find the ritual site. This island is not very big, so let's head towards the center of it. That's where it was in my vision.
All right. Let's go.
So start walking towards the center.
Left, left, left,
left, right, left.
Here's a question.
Here's an answer.
Okay. This might be tricky. I have the feather token.
I do remember that.
Can I send the feather token bird into the compass to send a message?
You can try.
I was just thinking about that. Because if I know the general whereabouts of somebody, I can send that thing and it'll deliver a message.
That's correct.
I wonder if I could just send it in.
Okay. What are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I was going to say, what message are you sending?
I don't know. I'm just curious if it would actually get to Clam or Tipsy or Azurketti Kin.
You probably want to get it back.
I don't.
Right. So I want to help.
Well, it depends what the spell says.
It might help. So we've only ever heard screaming from the compass.
Yeah, no talking. Correct. Or anything. So they're just being tortured.
It's like eternal torment.
Yeah.
All right. I was just thinking. I don't need to do it. I was just.
I mean, it's worth a try.
It's a good idea.
Does the thing say you get a message back?
No.
It says you can send a message.
Correct.
Okay.
You could say we're coming.
All over the place.
Okay, no, right. I'll shelve it. I was just thinking out loud.
Okay. I love it. That's a great idea.
All right, so we're walking towards the center of the island, and we see the ritual site here. So I look at everyone, and I say, looks like there's three stones here.
Sorry. I love that we start out with three gnomes, and now we have three tall folk and one gnome.
Yeah, it's funnier. Yeah, it's certainly funnier.
I'm just looking at the minis on the map, and I'm like going, that's a lot different.
Bash is going to spend this time to put on his chameleon outfit.
I thought he had that on already.
Why?
No, it all washed off.
Oh.
I would guess I have to redo it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it takes some time to prepare.
Okay.
It does.
In your current environment.
Gotcha.
So I am also going to chameleon gnome my way to the,
I think it takes 10 minutes.
Right. Fair enough. I'm going to chameleon myself to the terrain of this particular island.
Okay. What is he doing now?
He's got the desert camouflage on.
Does anyone else have anything to prepare before we start this?
Got the ghillie suit. I'm changing.
Yeah, but it's windswept. This
yeah, island. So I'm changing from the ghillie suit.
Yeah. You're going from forest to desert.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. You're going from... What's the massacre that happened in Vietnam? That to Desert Storm.
I'm drunk, not high.
Hanoi?
I don't know.
No. My Lai. The My Lai massacre.
Okay. All right. Trust you on that. Yes, I'm no longer
in anyone else have anything to prepare?
To Desert Storm.
Yeah. No?
I am stunned.
At the war atrocities.
About how we've gotten this far.
Bash, you should be ashamed of yourself.
No, I am actually, now I fully understand why we are in this pickle.
All right, everyone, let's focus up.
Yes.
The ritual says we need to have weight put on all three of these stones. Since I've seen the ritual, I think you guys should each stand on one of those stones.
Now, hang on. Will the half man be enough mitt weight?
Maybe put some more rocks on this.
Throw some of your halos on it.
Grab some rocks there, my man.
Okay. I pick up a few rocks.
All right.
So we stand where we need to be.
Move us onto the square. Here we go. No. Oh, wait. Switch me and Mel.
No. That's right.
No. I'm supposed to be on a rock. Mel's watching.
No, there's
four. Oh, there is
Mel's,
four rocks.
Mel's on the center one.
Yeah, there's four spots.
I didn't see the fourth rock. Four. Okay. No, that makes sense. All right. If I'm remembering the ritual right, there needs to be some sort of rock that I pour the water and the blood into. So, Adam, do I just know this?
You're standing on it. It's the center rock that Mel is standing on.
Okay.
There's three perimeter rocks and then a center rock that Mel is standing on.
All right. So I need to cast a cult before I do this.
As this ritual starts...
Hold on. I'm donating a hot rock.
Evan has
it. I have two.
Give me that hot rock.
As this ritual starts, you hear a giant crack.
Oh, Jesus.
The footing beneath you.
Crack die.
Yeah. Oh!
I'm glad you did that. That was 4, so 10, and then a cult. 18.
18. The island starts sinking, but nothing conjures up.
Oh. Took myself out.
Oh, that's not good.
Sorry, the island starts sinking, but what?
But nothing conjures up.
We gotta try again?
Do I just try again?
I mean, supposed to pour the blood with the compass water together?
Can I aid him?
That's later. Yeah, we could all aid.
You could aid, yeah.
I have to roll a cult to aid.
Or whatever you think might fit. The DC would be different depending on how accurate it is.
I really don't have anything other than that would be better, I think.
I certainly don't have any. I have a religion.
I mean, I could maybe make a case for survival. Try that. 11.
How does this work with multiple 11. Aids?
Nothing happens.
Are we all eight? We're all giving a bonus to Jeff then?
You can if you succeed, yeah.
What am I aiding
I'll
in?
A cult.
A cult would be the most direct, but if you have something else that makes sense, go for it.
I mean, how did you make the case for survival?
18.
18. All right, a plus 2 to your next roll, Mel.
Okay. He basically decided that, like, I had a certain DC for survival.
The DC is adjusted based on how appropriate I think the skill is relative to that.
Should we save it, though, or?
I want to pass this one.
Okay. Yeah, keep it.
Nature?
Make the case to him, not me.
I'm trying to think what it would be that I'm aiding him in. Like, our surroundings?
So, a cult.
Yeah, I mean, think about what you know about the story.
Mm-hmm. Crafting. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to do crafting. Thirteen.
All right, you still only get the plus 2.
Okay.
So the plus 2 plus your hot rock plus your cult.
Oh, God. Well, it wasn't a... It was... 15, 17.
Oh, it's worse 17. Than last time.
Oh, the water is up to your knees now.
Jeez. This is going to be Bash's animal companion all over again.
God.
Bash, give me your other hot rock. We got to do it again.
I'll aid again. Here we go. Let's all do it.
All right. Yeah, everyone aid.
Oh, that was even better.
Oh, wait. It was, I guess, 19.
Was 19.
It was 19. I forgot the plus 2.
Yes.
Hey.
All right. So with all your occult powers, your hand
that
is held out.
That was anticlimactic.
Ah, math.
As the island is still sinking, this rock that Mel is standing on starts pushing up from the earth, raises above the water level, and he can see two small inlays within the rock. One is the shape of a compass. One is roughly a bowl size. It's a small bowl. All
right. So this is right in front of Mel?
Yes.
So Mel gets out, asked for Tal to give him the Azarketti blood.
Oh, wait, yeah, I forgot I was holding it. Oh, yeah, here you go.
Hands it to me. And I get the compass out, open them both up, and pour it into their respective sides.
The Azarketti blood pours into the bowl, but as you tip the compass over, the water stays in the compass. It doesn't fall out.
It should get
tap the back of it.
Yeah, like a ketchup
chicken
bottle.
Like a Polaroid picture.
You hit the Heinz 57 on the ketchup bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Still nothing comes out.
Oh no. Wait, save a little blood. Pour some of the blood into the compass.
Hold on. Touch the compass to the rock directly.
Like, oh yeah.
Like from the back of the compass, just like face plant it down in the rock.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try that. I take the compass and I put it directly on the rock.
Nothing happens.
Fuck.
We get the water out of the compass.
What?
Or you pour the
did
blood.
Did the ritual show
maybe
something
you pour the
we're
blood
missing?
Into the compass.
Pour the blood into the compass?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, hold on. The ritual should have showed us something.
The ritual said you pour the water from the compass.
Into the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Like, I don't think we're missing that. Anything that was
so
shown
why
to
isn't
us.
The water coming out of the compass?
Oh, man. That's a tricky one. Hey. I have something that might help.
Okay.
I have a spell, Telekinetic Hand. I can create a magical hand. I wonder if I could touch the water with that.
Ooh, interesting.
Try to scoop some of the air out. Scoop some of the water out, I mean.
Okay, how does that spell
with
work?
With the fake hand. I like this.
You're creating a magical hand, invisible and ghost-like. I can grasp objects, levitate them, 20 feet in any direction. When you sustain the spell, blah, 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 you can move the object an additional 20 feet. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, roll your spell.
There's nothing to roll for this. You just want me to roll, like, a DC or something?
Yes. What do you have for... What's your, like, spell modifier, spell attack modifier?
Well, that's not an attack spell. Normally it's plus 10.
Okay. Yeah, roll that.
Okay. And I fumbled.
Ha! It's not only me.
You see this magical hand.
Nincompoops.
Splashes around in the compass water. All that gets sucked in.
Oh. Oh, the hand just gets sucked in.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, lost that one. Darn.
What else are we missing here, guys?
Can we somehow try... Can you try to take the blood and drop it into the compass with the hand?
Well, we could do that with a normal hand because the blood's going to drip.
Yeah, I'd rather not risk it.
Okay, I can... Do you want me to roll for that?
You
can cast the spell again.
What amount of the blood are you using?
I would start with a drip.
I want you to grab the container and, make a little drip.
A couple drips, maybe. Do you want me to roll for my telekinetic hand again?
Sure.
Okay. That'd be 19.
19. Mel, roll a will save.
25.
Okay. God. You hear an even deeper screaming from the compass. You could hear the Azaketti from the ship behind you.
What are they saying, Mel?
What are they saying?
They said they didn't think that one was right. Try again.
And nothing happens.
Oh, man.
Can we try to, recall knowledge?
Yeah.
Something like that.
You can do a recall knowledge society?
Not me. My lowest check.
Or guild lore. Recall knowledge guild lore.
My society's actually pretty good.
I could do guild lore. My lore is 120.
Yours is forest lore.
Yeah, it happens to be whatever lore you were granted.
Metallurgy.
Is a lore.
Yes.
Yeah.
15.
I had a 15 society as well.
15 society. As you look at the compass... You're again reminded the Rogor in it that's attaching the wood outer casing to the central holding area where all the water is held is glowing even a brighter blue than before. It looks like it's almost ready to burst.
Oh, did we assist it?
What if you use the hammer?
That's what I was just going to do. Not hit the compass, but hit the ground. Mm-hmm.
Put the compass on the ground?
Well, no. Didn't you? There was something that the hammer did if you just struck the ground.
Yes. It stuns frame.
Yeah. It does a stun effect.
Oh.
But so I was thinking you lay the compass on upside down on the rock and then hit it with the hammer.
Get a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Yeah. I think we could try it.
Fuck that thing up.
The Rogor will explode.
Is your backup prepared?
I just feel like this might be a Gimli Council of Elrond situation.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see what happens.
And my ox!
Yeah.
Whack.
All right. So... I put the compass, the blood's in the one side already, the compass is sitting there.
Upside down, right?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm taking the Earthbreaker in both hands.
Ooh, my God.
Okay.
Smash it!
And
Bash is flinching away on his rock.
And just take
he's
a swing at
He's
doing
this thing, he's covering his genitalia and his
I'm
face.
I'm going to use the hot rocks.
All right.
His two moneymakers.
Yeah.
Tal is so inspired by this, he starts playing some music.
What does he play?
21.
21! Alrighty. So, both the fluids almost melt into the stone. The stone levitates up even further. You see a channel of this. The water, you know what it looked like when Tamale was turned into water or Clam was turned into water? There's like a jet of that shooting up straight up from the compass, but also there's these black flecks coming through it, like the Rogor. The jet going straight up to the sky looks like the Rogor. All right, now Mel, all you need to do is a fortitude save to hold this ritual in place. Actually, no, sorry.
Don't mess it up.
A will save.
Can I aid?
You can aid.
Can we all aid?
You can all aid.
What do I have to do to aid?
That's up to you.
Occult or what?
Up to you.
It feels like it should be a cult, even though that's really...
Can I aid with performance, since he's already inspired me to start playing?
What are you doing?
I'm playing music.
I mean, what would Tal be singing?
Oh.
Also, do we have any hot rocks left? Should we use it?
I have no hot rocks. Evan does. He has.
No, I. Oh, I do.
Yeah, we didn't use it. We didn't use it.
Okay. I'm guessing I'm aiding a cult, which sadly for me is only a plus one. But I rolled well.
There's no way I achieved.
So
any aid
I rolled a 16. So plus one is 17 to my cult.
Okay, you can get yourself a plus two to that.
Okay.
I had no. I rolled so poorly and my occult's all awful.
Alright. Tal, you're going to roll a performance?
Yeah, I was trying to look up some songs here.
Okay, you can just roll a performance then.
No, he needs to know the song.
Yeah.
He can't perform without a song.
If it's that much work, just roll it.
Oh, no.
No, he should have this correct.
Do we need to vamp?
Total eclipse of the heart.
Everybody starts singing a song.
Studio.
All night long when I dream of the day, when it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most, feeling come to life when I see your ghost.
That's a 20.
That's a 20. Getting yourself another plus 2. So plus 4 to whatever you roll. Plus your hot rock. There's no way you fail this.
Let's see. Fumbles.
16, 19, and then so
23.
Nice. 23. I like it.
Everything goes black. We flash back to the island 70 years before. As night closes in, the Azarkedi chant as they walk to the ritual site. Cloaked in reverence, but amidst the drone, a sinister shadow loomed. A dark mage, robed and veiled, crept behind them into the cavern. In a flash, the dark mage struck, his blade carving a bloody arc across the throat of the queen's son. As the blood pooled at his feet, the mage raised up an ominous artifact. He collected the blood, then exchanged the artifact for a barbed weapon in his pack. He began to strike. With every strike, he plunged a barbed weapon forward to Rogor into the Azarkedi. One by one, they're ensnared, dragged mercilessly into the depths. With his supply exhausted, the mage fled to a ship nestled in the harbor, the new destination, the port city of Atari. On the ocean, tempest roared and thunder clashed. The heavens themselves seemed to conspire against the dark mage's escape. A monstrous sea leviathan rose from the depths, its eyes alight with hunger. A battle ensued, a clash of titans upon the unforgiving mage against Leviathan, locked in a struggle for supremacy, their powers colliding in a tumultuous crescendo. Yet, in the end, it was the sea that claimed its prize. With a thunderous roar, the Leviathan seized the maze in its jaws, swallowing him whole into the darkness. Realizing he had mere moments before suffocation, he reached into his pack, withdrew the artifact with trembling fingers, breached its surface, and plunged into the depths.
I've been waiting for like 4 months to tell you guys that.
Yeah. The mage is in there too.
You've been walking right into it the whole time.
Oh man.
Cheeky fucker.
So, to recall, this is the same Leviathan that you've been seeing at the islands.
Yeah.
This is the one that died, the fisherman caught at Otari, that then cut open, and Tamley resumed control of the compass from there.
Yeah.
And out from the ritual site pops this mage in a flash, grabs the compass sitting there, and dashes to your boat. As he's dashing, he's chanting something you can't understand, but out of the water lumbers this massive creature three times.
I have a feeling I know which... Yep.
Taller.
I have a feeling I know which non-mini it is.
Than any of you.
Gosh! That thing is ridiculous.
Wait, we might have just broke the TV with that. Wait, hang on. Did everybody else come out? Or just the mage?
No.
So I think far, we were just the mage.
We were tricked.
Just the mage.
So far, just the
Take
mage.
Take him down, Bash. Take him down.
And he swept the compass from right under Mel.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So where's he? Where's his
Yeah, where's his mini?
Mini on the map. He ran to the boat behind the creature.
Well, he could have made it there before he reacted, right?
Yeah, that's true. I will say, in a stunning turn of events, let me get a mini for him. We use a Steve's Devil. You guys love those?
Yeah, our favorite. Hey, Clam, got any PTSD associated with that?
I'm not Clam.
Yeah, you are.
I am?
Oh. In spirit.
No. I don't know.
Do you, Jordan, have any PTSD associated with that?
Absolutely not.
Tal seems similar.
I will say, in shock and awe, he was able to grab what remained of the compass.
Okay.
And was able to get a handful of feet away from you.
Sure.
Before you guys are able to react.
Okay.
And then you see this creature. It's got mist. You can barely see the creature. It's out of the water, just rises this mist.
I feel as old as Alistair is right now. In terms of like...
Does Mark need another endurance check?
Yes. I feel Alistair's pain right now, honestly. I literally am looking at this situation as if like a cow on my farm has birthed another calf. And I'm going to have to, like, fight her for it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No. No one ever does.
Can't relate.
It's fine.
I'll help you next week.
Thanks.
Are we rolling initiative?
Yeah, I think we need to roll initiative.
Is that what you guys want to do?
Well,
what else can we do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can Bash train this thing?
You want me to try?
Brother.
Stay.
I applaud your optimism, Jeff. But
I don't know why everybody's so optimistic for Bash all the time. This guy gets endless chances.
That's part of Evan, honestly.
Yeah. He's confidence in me.
Yeah. Well, no.
Tal doesn't know.
I got the riz.
No, shut up. Shut the fuck up. You're ruining it.
He's now.
Whatever you had, you've ruined
he's
it.
He's now confirming my point. Oh, man.
All right, what do we do here?
I don't.
We got, like, this creature that
I mean,
basically looks undefeatable.
No. Nothing's undefeatable.
If a robed figure, if Tal saw a robed figure steal the compass and rush by him, he instantly goes into battle mode. So
do battle mode then.
I pull out the loot and I'm gonna start hammering on it.
Alright.
So
Bash is examining this thing's nuts from afar.
I got a 21, so
get nuts this thing.
Alright, so you guys rolling initiative?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
Can I use a free action to speech to this guy first?
Sure.
Oi! Where's the rest of them? Everybody else has been trapped in this fucking thing. Where are they?
He doesn't say anything. He's running. And chanting. Chanting to the ocean.
Just gonna kill him.
Rubbing the compass.
Chanting,
Mel, what'd you roll?
To the ocean?
17.
22.
Bash?
26.
All right. He will go first.
Who's he?
I don't know. Robed figure.
Oh, no. I'm saying, like, the monster or the guy?
The guy.
Okay.
What's his name? Sorry.
It's Quaker Oats.
He makes it all the way to your boat.
Motherfucker.
He just runs past that huge thing.
Well, he summoned it.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Did he? But who cares?
Well, apparently the thing does.
He has made it to your boat and pushed off.
Oh, man. And he has our caddy.
Screw this guy.
I'm screaming to him.
Sink him! Sink him!
You hear no reply.
Motherfucking Azarketti. They are just paper tigers.
they really are, actually.
That's funny. We would have been better with the potato stew.
For sure, yeah, honestly. If we'd brought
that,
a whole fucking...
Yeah.
Hold on, we retconned something. We sank our boat as soon as we were alive to the island. All right, well...
Bash, if there's anything that you could ever contribute, now's the time. Boys, let's distract this monster. Take him down, Archer. I want you to shoot the mage while we distract this beast.
Shoot the mage?
Yeah, absolutely.
Take him down, Bash!
Can I reach him?
What do you mean, can you reach him? You could shoot like 400 feet.
Yeah, you can reach him.
I'm not sure how many feet I can shoot.
120.
I'm going to give him cover.
That's close. That's real close to 120.
He does not.
That's
no
less than 120. He can move.
No, definitely.
I see a straight line. There's no cover.
All right.
Is he 120 feet away, though? Count the hexes. It looks like there's a million hexes.
I'll count it.
Well.
Yeah, okay. I counted 13. At least.
There's 20. So 200 feet.
Yeah.
But that's only a negative 2 outside your first rank.
20 would be 100 feet. We're back to each hex, it's 5 feet. It's not the ship battle anymore.
Wait, hold on. Oh. So it'd be 5 feet per?
Yeah.
So 20 would be.
100.
So he's in range.
Yeah, you're
so
in range.
So I'm in range. Okay.
Absolutely.
Hit that asshole.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I'm next. I'm waiting for Adam.
You were first.
Yeah, you're next. Yeah,
I mean, I'm 26. And he doesn't have cover?
I see a straight line between you and him.
Okay.
On the map.
You could also move and shoot.
I don't need to move. I don't.
I was just saying you could. If
the
you
question
needed.
Is, do I focus on my talisman to get 2 attacks, or
at no map penalty?
Right, at no map.
Yes, definitely.
Or do I hunt prey and go for my bonus?
You definitely focus on your talisman, take 2 attacks, and then hunt prey on the big guy. If that
well,
guy.
Well, I don't
away.
Have any more. If I hunt, if
right,
I
right,
focus
right.
On
I'm
my
saying
talisman,
next turn. I'm saying next turn.
Well, he's probably.
So you can
presumably.
You can focus and hit twice in one turn.
Correct.
All right, do that.
That's
because if you crit. Okay. And kill him, that would
I ain't
be incredible.
Crit.
Might.
I'm rolling electronically, mind
Why?
You. Because it's
I want
better.
I want the ones and 20s, it's, not the even average stuff.
You want the
fuck
ones
out of here.
And 20s?
Yeah, absolutely.
Also,
yeah.
Your digital roller has not been better than average.
Digital rollers are.
It absolutely
actually,
has.
Digital rollers are not allowed at this table.
No,
except for him.
I like new rule.
I like the animation, too. Okay, a real rule. Okay, I'm gonna focus on Bap to give me 2 attacks.
Yeah. Speak in the mic.
I feel like I'm talking really loud from here.
Yeah, so. But you were talking at Adam.
All right, fuck it. I hope my kids don't hear.
He's backed into a corner.
It's fine if they hear it.
No, it's not. I've tried to not swear all 20 episodes. Specifically, if I'm listening and the kids are around.
Do you know?
Because they think Uncle Mark is the bad guy.
Well, they're going to have a rude awakening.
Guy. And I'm the good
when they
guy.
Get older and they're like, hey, actually, Mark, Uncle Mark was the more reasonable one.
Right. I'm focusing. First attack.
First it was me.
It's me. First attack. Real die, not digital. Acrylic, mind you.
Okay.
Let it be known.
I just rolled a natural one in mine.
It's a 3.
Oh, my God. What is wrong
you don't need
with
the math.
You?
That's a miss.
Plus 9 is a miss. Second roll.
It's actually a fumble.
13 is a fumble.
No,
that's
9.
Good to know.
9 is a fumble.
No, I rolled.
He's saying it's 10 under.
I rolled, well, so 12 was my roll.
Yeah.
It is a fumble. Okay, so tell me. Give me your fumble, though.
Yeah, I got to roll D100.
Yeah, roll D100. To get,
...87.
Roll again.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's gonna be sub 60.
3 to 55.
5.
And he's doing a ranged attack.
Ranged. You can't make ranged attacks till the end of your next turn.
Oh my gosh.
That's not good for you.
My electronic roll would have been a 20. Just
still not a hit.
I was going to say, but still
is
a
it
miss.
A fumble?
No, it wasn't.
All right. Well, like who's up next?
Up next is Talgarai.
How many feet was it, did you say, to the boat, to the guy?
100 from me, so it'd be closer from you.
You would be about 60 feet closer, I would guess.
70 feet.
From you to the guy.
Okay. I think that's perfect. I'm going to use a spell called Warp Step.
Ooh.
When I walk, the earth warps beneath my feet. My steps extend, my distance contracts. I get a +5 speed bonus. And within this spell, I get to move twice in a row. And I'm going to go right on the boat.
Nice.
With him.
Go on the boat with him?
That's what I said.
All right.
I'm just going to jump in the boat.
Okay.
And I guess I get one more action, but I don't know what the heck I would do with it. How does... I forget how, like, preparing for your next turn, how does that work? Can you do something like that?
You can... If there's, like, a concentration...
You can ready an action.
You can ready an action, but that's more like a trigger. So you're almost wasting an action to do that. Unless...
Yeah, that's what I have an action to spend, and I want to ready, like...
But it has to be... There has to be a specific trigger for that action.
Yeah, him turning around and seeing that I'm jumping on the boat behind
there's
him.
No facing.
Ready in action. Ready in
narrative,
action is two
Mark,
actions.
Please, narrative.
Well, GM discretion then, like letting you ready in action for him turning around and looking at you, I guess.
Can I
think
that?
It's ready in action is two actions, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, never mind. What can I do with one action? Nothing, really.
Make a melee attack.
Can I do that with one action?
Can you ram him with your horns?
Just a strike.
I do have a dagger. Won't do any damage.
You don't have any like force spells or anything, or focus spells?
Well, nothing that does damage for one cost. One action. They're all two. Well, the ones that are one don't don't do any damage. They're like utility. Okay. I guess, I'll try to... Oh, wait, hang on. No, I can't do that either. What about, like, tripping and stuff like that? Is that all two actions?
I don't know.
Is one action.
It's one action.
Oh, I want to try to trip him.
Okay.
That is a athletics check against his reflex DC.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect. He probably has a crazy reflex DC, though, but maybe... Maybe I'll get a good one. Wish I had a hot rock. Ooh! That's a 25.
Oh, that is a success.
That means he falls prone.
So I run. Well, I warp step. So you see me just like whoop, whoop, doing like wizard running.
Yeah.
Just like you see flashes of me just like fade right past this creature. And then I grab this guy's ankle as he's hopping onto the boat, and he just face plants onto the bottom of it. And I jump up onto the boat.
That's amazing.
All right. And Alistair, you're up.
Okay.
Gosh, we haven't gotten close to that abomination yet.
I don't think you want to.
Wow. Never mind. Alistair's like...
Alistair's in there.
I want to be in your nuts.
What else are we going to do? I'm just going to bear hug him. What size is this thing?
You can follow me.
It is large.
So I don't have for magic. The listeners, this thing not only is three times the size of any of us.
It's large.
It has two scorpion like stingers coming out the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
eight appendages.
Yeah, it's basically an octopus, which we have fought before and failed.
No, it's not an octopus.
Eight appendages.
Well, six appendages and then two scorpion tails. Plus a regular T-Rex tail.
Plus a horn on its head.
Plus horn on its head.
And
unicorn horn.
Sharp-looking teeth.
Yeah.
Look at our social media. You'll see it.
Yeah, Rogue Mage.
It's on the Instagram.
At Rogue Mage.
M-A-J-E. Can I make this the official time that we actually say why we spell mage?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think we've ever said it. Yeah.
Say it.
We've never said that ever. So if you've made it this far, we spell mage, M-A-J-E. Because it is the first letter of our collective names. Jordan and Jeff share a J. So, I don't know who the real J is.
Well, the real J,
probably,
please stand
probably
up.
Jeff, since he's on his main character. Jordan's on his backup, so he can be the backup J.
Yeah, so it's Mark, Adam, Jordan, Jeff, and Evan.
Just harsh. I hate Bash and Evan.
I thought I was just half of the J. I thought I was the little dot.
I thought it was because we loved each other.
You guys are
enough
an umlaut. You're an umlaut.
Can I roll my attack now?
No.
We're talking about J's.
And my love for acronyms.
You can roll your attack.
I hate acronyms.
Okay, that's a 21 to hit.
Hey.
It's
probably not a hit. Well,
it's not a hit.
Look at that. Yeah, he's... Look at that guy.
Well, that's all I got because I moved twice, so I missed.
Oh, that was two moves. What's your movement speed?
25.
Six.
Yeah, you could.
And it was 60.
You could have got on the boat with me.
Not quite.
Three 60. Moves.
Oh, you are now covered in this mist. The creature. So you're concealed from all other creatures except for this creature.
Okay.
Also, this creature requires a DC-5 flat check to target because the mist is surrounding.
Jesus Christ.
It's massive.
It is massive.
All right.
Alistair runs right up to the thing and misses. So the creature...
I'm going to start working my backup.
Comes back.
Backup to the backup.
And snaps back at him with a 31.
Yeah, that kills me.
Kills?
Yep, I'm dead.
Are you seriously?
No.
The insta kill.
18 damage.
What? What's it doing? What sort of damage do we?
It was a tail whip, he said.
A tail whip.
No, that was its jaws.
Oh,
main
I
jaws.
I don't know what I'm saying.
It's piercing damage. But this creature, the mist, again, is this bluish to black color. It keeps fading blue to black. And as it bites you, you can see its saliva even has these faint glows of blue. It feels like it injects you with something. Give me a fortitude save.
Assurance?
Twenty-two
is a fail. You are sickened too.
Jesus Christ. This is like being tipsy all over again. Okay.
All right. And it has two more actions. It is gonna reach back with one of its tentacles. It's got two tentacles on the back of its arms that are barbed almost like fish hooks, looking around like snake heads. It's going to turn one of them and lash it at Talgarai.
I'm that close to it?
While it's on the boat. I mean, if you could reach the guy, you're still that close to it. The boat hasn't left the shore yet.
Oh, so our map is off.
Okay.
How far did you move? You moved two actions, right?
I could move 80 feet.
80 feet. Yeah, this thing is within 30 feet. So the robed figure just pushed off from shore when you caught up to him.
Mm-hmm.
So the boat, I'm imagining the boat is like 20 feet offshore as you caught up to him.
So...
And you caught up to him on the boat. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, I jumped onto the boat.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying is, how is the big creature hitting me?
He's within 30 feet.
These things can snap out 30 feet?
Yeah.
These stinger things?
Yeah.
Holy
it's a range.
All right.
All right.
TPK.
No way.
That is a 15.
That's a miss.
All right, it's a miss.
As if you can roll over a 15.
It extends like a spongy arm into the sky, misses just above your head, and pulls back toward his body.
Huh?
And then...
That's so low.
He will sweep at Alistair's legs to try and knock him down. What is a trip?
Athletics versus my reflex.
Athletics. This thing's athletics, okay. Minus 10, right? It's a 23.
That is a trip.
All right.
I'm prone.
Alistair is down.
Wouldn't have been had I not been sickened.
All right, Mel.
This does not seem to be going well. Let's try something else. Can I do a recall knowledge on, let's say, nature to see if I know anything about this beast that we're attacking?
Yeah, what are you looking to find out?
Oh, you have to be specific. Does he have any weaknesses? Is that not specific enough?
No, that's specific.
Yeah.
It's a 16.
A 16. You cannot tell if there's any weaknesses. What did you roll? You should have rolled a cult. Sorry.
A cult?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean nature. I did the same. It's the same.
Okay.
Okay. I am going to look or, like, do a perception check and see if there's anything else around this island that is anything that could come in handy against this thing.
Okay.
That is a 27.
27. You notice if you can... You notice if you can get the creature into that center spire of the ritual spot, you may be able to deal some additional damage or make it disappear because of the blood and the water that's still somewhat resting there.
Okay. Okay. That's something. So I'm going to move then away from the creature to try to put that center spot between myself and the big guy.
Alright. So. And we're back to the top. A robed figure continues to sail away.
He has to get up first.
Oh yeah. He gets up. With his remaining two actions, adjust the sails on the ship. He's ignoring you, Tagrai. And the ship goes even further out to sea.
How much further?
It's gone another 100 feet, let's say.
Shoot. Okay.
Sorry, I just moved everybody.
Dang. So even if I move my... If I move my 25 feet, I can't hit it. The rogue figure.
Most likely not. I'm it's up to Tal now.
I'm going to have to let Tal do the bidding. Okay. So Bash is going to hunt this thing. Hunt prey.
Speak into the mic.
I'm really not?
No, you're talking at Adam. The mic's on the opposite side. Put the mic in front of your head, goddammit.
I'm pretty loud.
You're not.
Okay, all right. Good. All right.
It's okay, they're cousins. I figured that out today. We're almost 20 episodes in, and today I figured out they're cousins.
I'm hunting the fat ass.
There you go. We can hear you now.
He doesn't like being called that.
Good. I want to offend him. I also, as a free movement, I want to shake my crotch at him.
Granted.
I like it.
And I even go, woohoo! Like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Again, all granted.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm hunting the fat guy. Okay, and I'm going to go shoot him.
Okay.
Hunt prey, shoot prey. 18 plus 10, or 9, 27.
27 is a hit.
Oh, my God.
That's what I want. So that is D8. No. Yes. D8 piercing. That would be 4. Oh wait, I was hunting him. Sorry, my bad. I forgot to check that. D8 plus D8, so 2D8. So that's 4 plus another D8 plus 6, 10 damage.
All right. You notice as the arrow pierces him, his blood is not a flesh red color that you would expect. It's black and it's blue. As it spits out on the ground, hits the stone of the island, and it almost like acidically melts through that. The creature is very displeased. Looks a little thrown off.
What's that mean? Does that mean anything to you guys? I don't understand. It's just
It's just what you've observed.
Yeah, you can't get its blood on you, or it's probably going to deal damage, I would assume.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
So, Alistar might be in trouble if it's bleeding on top of him right now.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do a second attack. This time I'm going to use my poisoned arrow. I've got a poisoned arrow. All
right.
Which gives me... Poisoned arrows give me... What's my giant centipede arrow give me? I don't see what it says.
I thought it was like 1d4.
I even clicked on it.
Bonus damage.
Is it bonus damage or persistent damage?
It's persistent. It's a 3-stage poison. So it does something every stage.
I'm clicking on gear, poison arrows.
I can't remember.
It just says giants. Oh, hang on. Let's see. It doesn't give me. It doesn't matter. It's a miss.
Alright, that's a miss.
Done.
Alright, Talgari.
Okay, I have a couple of questions here for the GM.
Yes.
You said that the mage messed with the rigging.
Yeah.
To get the boat to move around.
Yes.
Right? And he was ignoring me.
Yes.
And... from my understanding, messing with rigging is a two-handed operation.
Yes.
Where did he put the compass to do this two-handed task?
Oh, that's a great question. When he grabbed it as he was running off, he put it in his back.
And that's on his back?
Yeah, he doesn't have anything in his hands right now.
Since it's not in his hands, I would like to do my pickpocket feat and tried to steal the compass from his pack.
Okay.
I do not know. I guess I have this feat, but I guess I just roll thievery. Is that how this works?
What's it read?
You can steal or palm an object that's closely guarded, such as in a pocket, without taking a penalty. I can't steal objects that are actively wielded in their hands. That's basically all it says. The rest is for higher skill level things.
Okay. I will let... What's your...
And it's a thievery thing. I have to be trained in thievery to have this, so I assume I roll thievery.
Yeah.
What's that rolled against, though? Like
whatever he sets the DC at, I guess.
Yeah. I have a DC in my head.
I didn't know if there was, like,
in
a specific thing.
Okay.
For it.
Does anybody want to hot rock this? Do we have any left?
I think we used them all.
We used them all in the mill.
Yep. To free the mage.
Oh, man.
Did you guys see that coming?
No.
No.
Did not.
All right. Here we go.
Not until about mid-story. Like, what you were... Like, when we flash back, I'm like, oh, crap, this guy's coming out. And we're going to have no help.
Oh, no.
You got any pink songs in your repertoire?
No.
Coming out.
I'm coming out, so you better get this party started.
Yeah. That's not one of yours?
Nope.
Why not?
We have what different definitions of metal.
Rock and roll.
What about Wrecking Ball? You got Wrecking Ball?
No, that's not there either. I shared the playlist.
What kind of touch tunes right, is this
cool
shit?
Cool it. I want to roll touch for thievery here. I need the right environment.
Oh, blows on him.
I know. I need the special luck. Oh, no.
How'd that work?
It didn't work. It's not a fumble, but it's a fail. It would be a 9.
That ain't gonna cut it.
It's a fail.
I know.
Thanks, Adam.
I'm assuming I'm gonna edit this, so... That was perfectly lined up with the music when I said that.
Yeah.
I don't know how, like, am I allowed to try again, or do I have to do something different? How does that work in this game?
You're allowed to try again.
Well, and that's one action each time to try to steal something?
Yeah, does it have the attack trait?
No, it's just a feat. So I don't know. It's just
GM. DM discretion.
Wait, what are you trying to do?
Steal it. Do the same thing again. I feel like anytime you do the same thing twice, it should be some sort of penalty. That's just my
It said no penalty. What penalty did it say?
I think normally if you try and take something off of someone's person, you have to take a penalty to thievery. But since I took the pickpocket feat, I don't have to take that penalty.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, no, you can't do it again. Where is it? You can attempt to steal from a creature in combat or otherwise on guard. When doing so, stealing requires two actions instead of one. That's at the end there. So you wouldn't have enough actions to try and steal again because he's in combat.
You guys are in combat.
Oh, okay. All right, well...
What does Tal want to do here? You got one action left. And that's Alistair.
No, that was two actions?
Yeah.
That's what it said on there?
Yep.
That's what you were just reading?
Yeah, if it's in combat, it's two actions.
Okay. How many actions did the boat stuff cost?
What do you mean?
Like, can I steer the boat?
No, you could move to the rudder. He's not by the rudder, he's by the sails. So you're not right next to it. If you're right next to it, I would let you.
How much does grappling cost?
Steal it for one action.
Can I grapple?
Grapples is a single action, I think. Yeah, grapples is a single action.
So how does grappling work? Can I grapple and then, like, throw?
He would be grabbed because it's your last action. He would have a chance to escape on his turn.
Okay. Should probably he get away with. He probably has high stats. So that might do me any good.
You think the main bad guy has high stats?
Yeah. I'm going to call that.
Who would have put that together?
So you're saying I can't do anything on the boat other than move into position to do something on the boat.
I mean, you're right next to him. You could attack him.
I'm not a melee character, and I only have one action left.
Yeah.
So I could trip him again.
You could swim back to shore, help your buddies.
Well, I know that we need the compass. I guess I will grapple him. See if that helps me out. I just roll. What do I roll for that? Athletics?
Yeah.
Athletics. 14.
Fail.
Okay, I'm done.
Alright. Alistair, you're up.
Alright, I stand up.
Okay.
I move back to. Turns or two actions worth.
Okay.
Assuming he doesn't have an attack opportunity. And I stand.
Are you sickened?
Sickened two?
Yep. Okay. Do I lose one of those? Do I go to sickened one?
You can spend a single action retching in attempt to recover.
Don't have one of those, so. I guess I won't.
Okay.
Because I had to stand up and move twice, so.
Alright. You're donezo. The creature will go.
So he doesn't have an attack of opportunity?
He's pretty clearly big. Not, because I
he's
just,
pretty big, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, I moved away from him without an attack, so.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah. Nothing happened. All right. Yes, let's go. Okay. This creature bellows out all four paws on the ground. Well, he's got four of his six paws on the ground. He's belching, gurgling, and out of his mouth comes this same mist cloud that shoots straight at Alistair. Give me a basic reflex save.
That's a 27.
27. Okay, so that's a pass. So we take half his damage, which is 7d6. And then...
Wait, 7d6?
Yeah, you heard that, right?
42 damage.
And then the mist will also jump from Alistair to Bash, and then Bash to Mel in one forceful arc, sweeping all three of them.
What?
Also give me a basic reflex save.
Wait, how much damage? Oh, you're doing it.
All right, it's 5, 10, 20, 30 damage.
So 15 if you passed?
Yep.
I rolled 13.
So you take all 30 damage.
30 damage?
Yes.
From a mist?
15.
You take 30 damage as well.
Poisonous mist, my friend.
It's a TPK, buddy. That's what you call this.
Holy moly.
And that's one action?
Yes.
That was his whole turn.
Oh, that was his whole turn. Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. He's got three more of those waiting.
And
the sea devil's all over.
I'll tell you again, I rolled to see how long he could not do that again for.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
It's gold. Thanks. Yeah. It's coming
you
back.
You rolled a one.
Right.
I have a D6 that has all zeros.
Right.
All right, Mel, you are up.
All right.
Do something. Force field, sunfire that biatch.
I don't think that's going to do anything.
Why?
Because I don't think we're supposed to fight this guy that way. So...
Do what you want then. So, make him feel the pain. Grab his nuts.
I take a free action and just yell out to everyone that we need to get between... We need to have the center of the ritual site between us and this creature and draw him into that area.
That's what I was trying to do, but he didn't bother moving. He just did a bunch of damage to all of us. That's why I backed up.
Yeah.
I was trying to draw him out, but he didn't fucking move.
Well, Adam was counting, so this thing does have...
Because he knew where the mist cloud could go.
Yeah, I know. But if we can move back far enough and keep that thing between us, then I think we might have a chance. I don't know that we're going to be able to beat this thing just head on.
I'm definitely not. Down to it.
You want me to try to ride him?
Yes, that's what I want.
Alright, so I'm going to move back another 30 feet, keeping the center of that thing between us.
That's basically the corner.
Yep. It's alright.
From my angle.
Alright. Okay. And then...
Hold on.
How far zoomed can you make this map out? Can you zoom out even further?
No, it won't let me zoom because we've constrained our hex size.
Our hex size.
Oh, actually, no, I'm not going to move. I'm going to... Since I'm between him or the monster guy and the center already, I'm going to cast my... inner radiance torrent and try to draw him towards me. So that's a reflex save.
Reflex save for me?
Yeah. A basic reflex save.
It's a 16.
And so that's against my spell attack DC?
I think so.
Okay, so that's a 18.
Okay, so that's a fail.
A fail.
So I take full damage, whatever it is.
Yeah, so that's 4d4. So I'm just going to roll these twice. 3, so 6 damage.
Alright.
And that's my turn.
You can see again the blood spurts out. These creatures almost look sickened by the effects you're doing to them. There's even like a little more mist that belches out from its mouth. Alright, we're back to the ship. Talgarai.
Unless it is actually getting sick from its own blood.
Is that guy's
stuff.
Turn?
Yes.
Alright, what's he do now?
He is going to conjure up a lightning bolt. Give me a basic reflex save.
Lightning bolt? That's like my favorite LARP video on the internet.
Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
Yeah, exactly.
Defense. Reflex save. 26.
26. Okay, so that's a success. You're going to take half his damage.
Okay.
Which is 4d12.
D12.
It's cracked die.
Whatever.
It was a 12. Just, I could have said 12. So 11 plus 11, 22. So you take 11 damage.
I thought you said 4.
He was adding to it.
22 out of 48. So just under half. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's good for us.
And then he is going to step back toward you, toward the rudder of the ship. His hand on that control. And the ship goes even further out from the island as it's sailing away.
Okay.
Sail away, sail away, sail away.
Sail away, come sail
away. Is that one getting out to the range where Talgarai wouldn't be able to swim back.
Styx is
borderline.
I'm not trying to swim back.
Gotcha.
Do I need a backup?
Bash, you're up.
Mel! I spoke.
I did.
What should I do? What do you think? You think I should shoot at this thing more?
Move back here and shoot again.
So you want me to back up with you?
I think so. Okay. I don't know.
All right. I can move back 25 feet. Mark, you will move me 25 feet by Mel's. Okay, thanks. All right, and I will fire. Shoot at this guy. 17.
17 is a miss.
I guess I need to do it again.
He fumbles.
Can I call it a cracked die? I think it was a 1, but the tablecloth moved, so it's a 19. It's a 1 or a 19, but yeah. Like the dice is sitting on 19. I think it would have been a 1. Do you want to call it
really
a cracked die?
I don't really understand. Just roll
like,
it again
like,
if
yeah,
you're not sure.
Roll it again. I don't know what to do with that information.
Make sure everything's flat. I don't fumble, so...
That is a hit. Again, more of this fluid comes retching out of
I rolled
the creature
an 8.
Is not happy.
An 8.
Is there
any next damage?
Pluses to that?
Sadly.
You don't have any pluses to your damage?
It says 1d8.
It's the first time I've ever heard him hit without pluses.
I know.
So, but it's an 8, so it's usually it's like
alright. You got any more actions?
No.
Alright, Talgarai, you're up.
Alright. Do you mind if we discuss as players here a little bit?
No, go for it.
I don't anybody have any ideas Besides getting the monster to the middle, should I be trying to get the compass or not?
I think that's
Mark doesn't have any ideas.
We're trying to get everybody out. We don't care about the mage as much as getting everybody out.
No, I understand. I don't care about the mage. I was trying to get the compass back. If we just let him go with it, then we're on another goose chase.
To me, that makes sense, is to get the compass.
I just don't know that you're going to be able to.
Yeah. So, I'm thinking my options here are either try to swim back, try to steal the compass again. It's probably my last try. Or I could try to sink the boat.
Wow, I didn't think about that last one. How would you sink the boat?
I have a needle dart spell where I shoot a bunch of metal. I'd probably put a bunch of little holes in it.
How many actions is that spell?
Two,
okay. So you could try to steal, that's two actions, and then if you fail, jump off the boat.
Can you jump for one action?
Sure.
Or you try to sink the ship and jump
off the boat. Okay, so I could do either of those and still jump off.
Yeah, put a hole in the boat. That's
or I could just stay with this guy, split the party, see where I end up.
Go in.
Yeah,
but he's going to kill me.
Yeah.
In a couple more rounds, I'll be dead.
Yeah, I mean, I think you probably have like
I think
more
we're
going
to be dead
him.
In a couple more rounds anyway.
You might be able to get him to the middle. Mel will probably be the last man standing.
We'll see.
Maybe he has 20 more AP.
So, Mark, you think I should stay with him?
I don't know either way. What
do you think of?
I would love for you to try bamboozle this guy. Go invisible. Pretend you're jumping up. Like, go in this. You stay.
Hang on to the side.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Drag off. Your tail.
I jump off in midair, go invisible, but then catch myself and I'm still on board.
I love it.
That's really cool. And it would last 10 minutes, up to 30 minutes. Then I could pickpocket in secret as much as I want.
So if you go and or jump off and go invisible, that's two actions, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you
well, that would
grab.
Be three actions. That'd
and
be
then
three
you
actions.
And then I think you have to grab the edge.
Well, I could just like jump, go invisible, come back down. Well, I don't know. Okay. Either way, it's three actions. Either way, probably.
I'd allow it in one turn.
Man, I don't know. Do.
Or just come back to us and fight this one.
My worry is if I stay on this boat, he's going to make me roll another character. And I just made this guy.
I know. Dude, that's the worst. Just learn a whole new
aspect. We're
going to
set a
you.
Record for number of characters in fewest amount of episodes.
Here's what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, I think if you stay on the boat and just like try to fight him or pickpocket or whatever, you're going to die. That's just my opinion.
I know. I'm trying to be, I guess, okay. If I'm in character...
Yeah, I don't think you can kill him one-on-one.
If I'm in character, I know the clam's in the compass. I'm more concerned about that than you guys. So,
yeah.
I'm going to do the invisibility trick.
But are you more concerned about fighting another day, though?
I'm going to try to be invisible and try to pickpocket it and then jump in the water. I'm not going to try to fight him. I'm just going to try to make it so he knows doesn't think I'm there.
Okay.
Make sure to make a splash.
So to confirm, you're jumping off the boat, turning invisible midair, and then grabbing onto the side of the boat.
I'm assuming I would just jump up, not all the way off, like jump up, go invisible, and just like land on the edge. You know what I mean? Just with my feet.
I think you got
like,
a splash.
I don't have to go.
I think
all
you
got
to splash in
oh,
the water.
Oh, yeah, I probably do have to splash. I mean, all right, I'll grab
smart.
The edge then.
Splash with
I'll
your
jump
tail.
Over and grab the edge.
Yeah. Like
splash
you're doing
your tail.
Cannon. I mean, maybe I don't even have to jump. Maybe I do like you jump over a railing, you know? You put your hand down on the edge, and I go invisible on the over, but I keep grabbing it the whole time.
Okay.
Are you trying
like
to save
better.
An action there?
No.
The
No, it's still three actions. It's two actions for invisibility and the third for doing the trick.
Really matter.
Yeah.
Adam knows what you're trying to do. It's just if we trick
them. Well, the jumping part scared me a little bit. I want to have my hand on there so I don't have to do any weird grabbing deals. I don't want to have to fumble this and be drowning. I can't
You might as well fight him if you're going to drown.
He's in
tiefling. Yeah. So what I'm saying is my hand is already on there, so I don't have to try to grab. That was the difference I made. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm casting invisibility. Do you want me to... Is there anything you want me to roll here?
No. Okay. I'm going to find out what happens.
But I splash the water. I come back in the boat after the splash.
Okay.
And I'm just
invisible for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's three actions.
Okay. We have Alistair's up.
I move back. And I just stand there like a fucking dumbass.
Do a performance. Crotch shopping. Triple X style.
Well, he's just going to do another 15 points.
Why don't you do two movements and just move as far back as you can?
Well, because I'm trying to lure him to that space, apparently, that he's got to be on.
I know, so move farther, because he hasn't moved yet. So move farther away so he has to move forward.
Okay. There.
Yeah. Can we all be holding hands just for fun?
All right.
I grab Mel's penis.
I also grab Mel's penis.
There's enough to go around.
And we say, Earth!
There's enough to go around. And
wind.
It costs four actions.
Fire! Water!
Heart!
Together we are!
Captain Planet. GM's counting.
Ooh, got him a lot closer.
All right. How many feet am I from you?
How many moves was that?
Well, Mark, you could have moved three times. You wasted an action there.
Oh, yeah, that was all my moves. Yep.
How about that?
No.
Is that better?
Alistair, keep yourself where you are. That was all my moves. Mel, you're up.
All right. I'm going to just move back.
That feels right.
Mel is moving back on the outside of the island. Almost to the opposite seashore now, where the gents landed.
And how far away am I now? I don't have the range to do that.
Cast any radiance?
Yeah. I'm just going to do that and then raise my shield up.
Alrighty. We're back to the robed figure on the boat, sailing away.
Does he know if he's there?
He looks over his shoulder as Talon appears to jump off the boat. What the?
Oh, wait, he talked?
Yeah.
I got him to talk! What language was it?
Auf Deutsch.
Spanish.
You notice as you look at this man, he turns toward you to see where you jump from. The face is finally illuminated. It bears a striking resemblance to one cavern elf that you know.
No way. What?
Man.
Wow.
And we'll see you next week.
Oh my gosh, that's the best.